Okay, let's go start our discussion of Makas Daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin Amid Beis by the two dots as we continue the various Isurim of Chiyuve Malkus, as is discussed here in the third parak of Meseches Makos. Next on the list, we're getting into some of the Machalos Asuros, as the Gemara describes now Tevel and Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni, and all those that are Usur. Says the Gemara, Achal Tevel Maaser Rishon Bechulu, Amar Rav. Achal tevel shall meiser ani loke. Says Rav, if somebody eats tevel of meiser ani, so then they get malchus. What's the chiddush of that? So we know that there are different kahuna and levia that are taken from the grain, right? The iser of, first we take off truma, and we give it to the kohen, and then we take off meiser rishon, and we give that to the levi, and then we take off meiser sheni, and we eat that in Yerushalayim, and then in the years 3 and 6, we take off meiser ani instead of meiser sheni, and give that to the ani. So I might have thought that by the first few we understand that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, and a Yisrael is not supposed to eat Maaser Rishon, even though it's not Aser, but it still goes to the Levi. But Maaser Ani is just one of the Matnas Aniyim. It's Staka. So if I don't take off Staka, does it still have the status of Tevel, untithed produce? I might have thought that's just a mitzvah to do, right? Just like we discussed yesterday about Peah. If I don't take off Peah, Bizmanazel, we don't take off Peah and Lichacha, that doesn't make the, doesn't leave the grain, the Tfua, as Tevel, but that's the Chiddush of Rav. Rav says that Matnas, the Matana of Maaser Ani makes, if I do not do that, then the field is still at least somewhat Tevel. Right, Tevel, says Rashi, Shehufrishu kol Maisrosav, Chutz Mizeh Loka, I'm still gonna get Malkus for Tevel. V'yavagav de Maaser Ani ein bo Kedusha, Shari Lazarim Ne'achal, Ubechol Makom, even though there's no Kedusha, it could be eaten by anybody and anywhere, Afilu Hachitavel, still, it is going to have the status of Tevel. Titania, as the Brisa says, Kiman ki haitana. Who is that? Following Brisa. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yacha lo yehe chayef ela al tevel, shalohu rami menu kalikur. I might think that what tevel is, something that nothing has been taken off of. Right? It's untithed totally. Hu rami menu truma gadola, vlo hu rami menu maaser rishon. What if I took off the first step, truma gadola, but not maaser rishon, or maaser rishon vlo maaser sheni, via filu maaser ani minayin, how do I know? Tamaloma. Lo sucha lechol bisharecha vigomer ulahalanu omer v'yachlu bisharecha v'saveyu. So the pasuk says here in Dvarim Perak Yud Beis. We'll look at the pasuk in a chumash in a second. We'll read the whole pasuk because it's going to come up later. Ulahalanu omer v'yachlu bisharecha v'saveyu. And later on it says by Maaser Ani they shall eat it in your gates the aniyim and be satiated. So malahalan Maaser Ani afkan Maaser Ani. So do it about Maaser Ani. And the Torah says, Lotuchal, so Hidarsha from there, even just Maaser Ani, because of the Gzeira Shava of Bisharecha, leaves it as Tevel. The Rambam, when he quotes this, notes, at least according to what, in his opinion, that it's not Tevel as it used to be Tevel. Right, Tevel meaning Misa Bidei Shamayim. So it's not that Tevel. As the Gemara says here, Rav says, Loki, you get Malkus. So it did go down a level, but it is not as it used to be. Said the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf of Machalos Asuros, Aval Ochel Midavar. Right, let's start from the previous Halacha. The Rambam says, HaTevel Ketzad. What is Tevel? Kol Ochel Shu Chayiv LaHafresh Bimenu Truma. Umaisris. Kodem Shiafresh Bimenu Nikra Tevel V'Yosr Lechel Mimenu. Shenemar V'lo Yechalalu As Kachay B'nei Yisrael. Esasha Yarimu Lashem, Klomar, Lo Yinagu Bohen Minag Chulin, Viadayin Kudshim, Sha'asidin Lihitarem, Lohormu. And that's the Makar of Isser of Tevel. Hoha Kazayas Ben Atevel, Kodem Shafish Menu Chuma Gadola, Uchumas Meiser, Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. Shinemar Valechalos Kache Bene Yisrael, Visiu Osama Bonashma, Vichulu. But that's if you don't take off anything. Aval says the Rambam, Aval Ha'ocha Midavar Shinel Menu Chuma Gadola, Vichumas Meiser, right, Trumas Maaser, which is in the Maaser Rishon also. That is the status of Truma, so that has to be taken off also. Via Dayan lo Hifish Bimenu Maaseros, via Filu lo Nisharbo Ela Maaser Ani. Even if that's the only one left, the Rambam Paskas, like the Shita of Rav, Hareze Loke, one gets Malkus Bishum Ochel Tevel. V'ein bo Misa, She'ein Avon Misa Ela Bitruma Gedola, V'Trumas Maaser. Says the Rambam, that is the Halacha, right, which is, also connects This idea connects to the Rashi Tosfos that we mentioned, and we'll mention again the discussion in Yevamos. I think it's around Peivav or so. Peihei, Peivav, between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to have a line that says that Tevel is Aser because of the Truma Shebo, because of the Truma in it. And Tosfos there is bothered, if it's because of the Truma Shebo, so then why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? Right, if it's only Usr because there's Truma in it, but a Kohen can eat Truma. So why is Tevel Usr mitzvah Truma? It must be some other Isr, not because of the Truma Shabo. But no, the answer for Rashi, the Achronim explain, could be that Truma is also Usr to a Kohen. Truma is only Mutter la'achar hafrasha. But Truma lifnei hafrasha, right, while it's still in its pristine, natural state, that's not Truma, that's able to be eaten, just like a carbon. A carbon before Zrikas Adam is Asur, a carbon lachas Zrikas Adam is Mutter. Right? It doesn't mean that something is automatically, it always has to be what it always is, originally and after. Things could change status. Things could become not kosher to kosher, kosher to not kosher, right? Different statuses. So what is the halacha there? Even though something inside is inherently Mutter to eat to this person, before you do the actual afrasha, is going to be Asur. So to hear. In the ani, it's just talking about produce that's going to the ani. So it's going to be mutter to eat after you take it off, but beforehand, it's usr, and it's usr mishum tevel. So it's another example where you need a hafrasha, and before you have that hafrasha, it's going to be usr. So you have it by hafrasha's truma for a kohen, you have it for hafrasha's meiser ani for an ani or for the Yisrael. Either way, it does not have the heter status until you do it. The Ravid here, usually the Ravid just screams at the Rambam and says, you're wrong. Here the Ravid says, Amar Avram, svarahizu, vihi yafa be'enai. Seems to be agreeing with the Rambam. It's a svara and it's beautiful. Mishum dechziv, bahanach krai kodesh. So which point is he commenting on, of this Rambam? But either way, this is the Ravid. And the Migdal Oz, and the others, the Kesavishdir quotes the Migdal Oz, who always defends the Rambam no matter what against the Ravid. The Rambam is never wrong. The Yamsha Shlomo gets upset at the Migdal Oz. In his Hakdama to Baba Kama, I think it is, in the Yamsha Shlomo, he says, you have to be honest about defenses. You can't say that a person is right 100% of the time. Right, the Migdal Oz, he says, okay, he defends the Rambam. But once in a while, it could be the Rambam, you know, the other Shita has more validity. And he doesn't understand how the Migdal Oz always, he says, Rambam's usually fine, has defense. But the Migdal Oz always constantly defends the Rambam. And here too, he says, what is the Ravid talking about that it's a Svara? It's based on a Pasuk in the Gemara. It's not based on a Svara. Maybe that's what the Ravid is arguing on. But either way, the Kesef Mishnah explains, v'chulu, and it's, but this is the discussion that we Paskin that like this Shita of Rav, that there is, it's still Aser, but it is no longer Misa Bidei Shamayim. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Kitanoi, third to last line, this is really a Machlokas Tanoim in Rav Yosef's view. The Mishnah says, in Maseches Dmai, Rav Elazar Omer, Ein Sorech Likros, as Hashem Shal Maeser Ani Shal Dmai. We know Dmai was produced from the Ame Haaretz, that they were very scared of Truma Gedola. We could always assume that they took off Truma Gedola, but they weren't so knowledgeable about the other Matanos, including Maeser Rishon, which has Truma's Maeser in it, right, which has the status of Truma, and the other Matanos. So Chazal said, even though that's only a minority, right, Rov Ami Aretz are Ma'asrenhein, but because of that minority, Chazal instituted all the halachas of Dmai, which we are machmir for to be mafrish, the other Matanos that have to be taken off. So Rabbi Lazar says, you don't have to be worried about Maeser Ani, though. Even though you have to take off Maeser Rishon, but you do not have to be Korei Shem for Maeser Ani Shel Dmai. What do you mean Korei Shem? Because as we know, Dmai, there are two elements of Dmai and all of the Matanos. There's the Isser element, and there is the Mamon element. Dmai is only Machmir for the Isser element. Meaning we have to be Mafrish Truma Maeser Rishon, and we have to be Mafrish Trumas Maeser a little bit from that, and Maeser Sheni, and Maeser Ani. So we have to do all these Hafrashos because of the Isser element. Because before I do the Hafrashos, as we just said, it's Tevel. And I'm not allowed to eat it. Or, Truma Smicer, I'm not allowed to eat even after the Hafrasha. But regarding the Mammon element, so that we're not Machmer for by Demai, because then we have the other principle called Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya. I'm gonna be Mafrish the Maeser Rishon. And then the Levi's gonna come and say, okay, can I please have the Maeser Rishon? And I'm gonna say, well, it was Demai. So maybe this isn't Maeser Rishon. Maybe this should be mine. Right? Rov Ame Aretz Har Maaser. The Levi's like, but give it to me. So I'm gonna say, prove it. and I'm going to be able to keep it because there's no Isser for Yisrael to eat Maaser Rishon. It's just Gezel HaShevet, stealing from the Levium. But if it might not belong to the Levium and it's just a Dini Mamonis element, so then I'm allowed to eat it, I'm allowed to keep it. So that's why Kore Shem, the Lashon used here in Demai, I don't have to give it to the Levi, I keep it unless he proves that the Am Haaretz never took off the Maaseros. So, says Rabbi Lazar, you don't, even though you have to be Kore Shem for all the other Hafrashos, but you do not have to be Kore Shem for Maaser Ani Shel Demai. And Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Masechta Sota for the source of the Takana of Demai. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, see the middle, the medium lines in Rashi, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shalach B'chol Bo Yisrael. He said the message, V'ra'az Amei Ha'aretz Chashudin Ala Maaseros, Chutz Mitrum Gedola. They were all Chashud. Amar Len Yisrael Banai, Kishem Shatruma B'misa, Kacha Tevel B'misa. And he was upset. Amar V'tikein, so he made the Takana of Demai, as we know. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says in Demai, Rabbi Elazar says, you don't have to be Kore Shem for Maaser Ani. V'chacham Ma'omrim, Kore Es Hashem. No, you have to be Kore Shem, Ve'eino Tzarech LaHafrish. Right, you don't have to be mafresh it, but you still have to be kore shame. Right, Rashi on top, tekivin shakara alav shame, yotza hakrimi taras tevel. Right, as long as you were kore shame, you designated, that's all you have to do. You don't have to physically remove it. V'shara ha-maisers hu tzorach la-hafrish al karchach. Right, l'fisha tzorach la-hafrish be maiser rishon chumas maiser. Maiser rishon, you have to be mafresh because you have to go chumas maiser, which is aser ti. That's not just a dini mamonis. V'l'kohen shibamisa lizarim, that you have to give. Maiser sheni, you have to actually take off because you have to eat that in Yerushalayim. That's also an iser element. But Maaser Ani is the only one that is not an Isser element once you designate. So Machlokas, whether it has to be designated or not. So my lab hakamiflagi. So maybe this is the Machlokas here. Demar Savar Vadai Tovlo. Right, one says, the first opinion says, Vadai, if you have a Chiyuv Havrasha Vadai, so that creates Tevel, and therefore if you don't do it, it's still Tevel. That's why you have to be Kore Shem at least. Umar Savar Vadai no Tovlo. And the other opinion says, no, even if you have a Chiyuv Vadai of Havrasha, it does not make a Tevel if you didn't take it off. So maybe Rav holds like the man to Umar Vadai Tovlo, and therefore a Chiyuv would create a status of Tevel. Amalei Abaya, Abaya says to Rav Yosef, Ihachi, if you're right that this is the root of the Machlokas, so why do they argue about a second step removed? Ademiflagi besveko liflagu bavadai. So why are you arguing about a case of Suffolk, a case of Demai? Let them argue about a Vadai case. Is there a case of there? Is there a status of Tevel if you didn't take off Maaser Ani? Right, a Vadai case, not the case of Demai. So Ella Abaya says, because the Machlokas is about Safek, I think the Kate Machlokas is about Demai, not about general Hafrusha of Maaser Ani. Ella Tekulei Alma Vadai Tovlo. Really, everybody agrees to Rav, right, that if you have a Vadai Chiyuv Hafrusha, so then there is an Isser of Tevel before you do the Hafrusha. V'hachabalka Miflagi, Mar Savar Lo Nechshadu Ame Haaretz Al Maaser Ani Shal Demai. One opinion is that Ame Haaretz are not Chashud on that. They take off Truma Gedola, and they take off Maaser Ani. Right? They're not chashin on it. Why? Kivan de Mamonahu Afrushe Mafrish. Since it is an issue of Mamon, right? So it's not an issue of Isser. So we assume Afrushe Mafrish. Why? Because they don't worry so much about the Gezel. Right? They worry about the Isurim, says Rashi. Lo nechshadu de mamonahu, ein bo iser achila as a gezel aniyim. V'yul gezel aniyim lo chayish. They'll keep the money from the aniyim. They don't want to get involved in isurim. So this is an easy one. I'm just going to be mafreshit and I'll keep it. Right? And that's why we could assume that they were mafreshit. And that's why that opinion holds that we don't have to be kore shem for Rabbanan Savri, kiva, de tricha le milsa lo mafresh. Since it's somewhat of a tircha, so they're not mafresh, and therefore we still have to be kore shem for the maaser ani. What exactly is the tircha here? What's the tircha here of just being mafresh? The Chazon Ish has a line in Demai explaining this in Tes Gimel. Time of Mishum de Mamona Hive in a Choshish Lahafrish Ula Akev La Atzmo. For Rabbanan Savri, De E Noach Lo Lahafrish Ula Akev La Atzmo. It doesn't want to do that. It doesn't want to be Mafrish and then keep it. Why? So the Gemara's Lashon is Trichali Milsa. Says the Chazonish, Venichali Lasir Daito, Mechet O, Velola Asokpa Hafrasha Amanasha Lo Litain. I'd rather just not have this chait on my mind, right? If I'm eating matnas aniyim, I'd rather just eat stuff. And it's not labeled as matnas aniyim. A little bit in my conscious, you know, that's tircha leMilsa. Tircha leMilsa, there's no tircha here. You don't have to be take it and do anything physically. But says the Chazanish, the tircha is, I don't want to have a chait on my mind. Right? If I just ignore the whole issue of Maaser Ani, it's out of my mind. I'm mesiach das from it. But if I'm mafresh the Maaser Ani and then I know I'm eating it, maybe it's a libo nokfi. Right, I'm bothered by it. I don't want to have this. So that's why he just won't put himself into that position, and he won't be mafresh the Maaser Ani in the first place. Again, v'nichalei lasiach daito mecheto v'lo lasok b'hafrasha almanas shelo litein v'gam noach leligzol hashevet kadam hafrasha mila acher hafrasha. Right, I'd rather just not do it in the first place. Right, before than after. Interesting discussion. The Chazanish also points out, in a different place, but related to here, that you see from this Gemara that a hafrasha without kavana litain is shma hafrasha. Right? One might say that the hafrasha is just getting ready for the nesina. Separating is getting ready to give it to the recipient that's supposed to get it. That if you don't have that in mind, or you have kavana bedafka, that you're not going to do that, so then maybe it's not even a good hafrasha. So the Chazanish says, you see from this Gemara that is not true, right? That relates, he doesn't connect it, but that relates to the discussion of the Rambam and the Nosei Kalim and the Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Truma, one mitzvah of Maaser Rishon, one mitzvah of, all these mitzvahs are one mitzvah. And what is the mitzvah? Being mafresh it and giving it to the Kohen. There's no separate mitzvah of Hafrasha and Nesina. And the Ramban does not like that. The Ramban there in the Sefer HaMitzvos says that I think there should be two mitzvahs. Hafrasha and Nesina. After all, says the Ramban, you make a separate bracha on the Hafrasha. That shows that it's a separate stage, says the Ramban. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah, as you know from Menachas Membeis, right? And only on Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. We paskin, you don't make a bracha on building a sukkah, on cutting the horn off of the ram, on riding a mezuzah. Right, we don't make a bracha. You make a bracha on affixing the mezuzah. You make a bracha on wearing the tzitzis. Make a bracha on the final stage of sitting in the sukkah. So says the Ramban, we make a bracha on hafrasha. Doesn't that show that that is an independent stage? Right, then you have to ask, why don't you make a bracha on the nesina? That's a good question. But that the Ramban emphasizes that. What does the Ramban answer? Would the Rambam answer? The Rambam only counts one. So the Nosei Kalim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Maganisa Tava and the Leif Sameach and the Kinas Sofrim all get into the action in defending the Rambam in opposite directions, though. Some say that really the Iker is the nesina. The Hafrasha is just Tchilas Nesina. There's only one mitzvah here. Nesina, and the Hafrasha is leading to the Nesina. Right? Others say the opposite. Really, the Iker is the Hafrasha. And the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha. Right? That's the ending off of what you separated. But the Iker is to be Misakin your Kri. And others say, no, it's just two sides of one coin. It's Hafrasha and Nesina. But either way, they're connected, according to the Rambam, and that's why it's only one mitzvah. So maybe with that background, now we appreciate that comment of the Chazonish, that Hafrasha, even with Kavana Shalolases, is considered a Hafrasha. If we say, like the opinion of the Rambam, that Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina, then maybe a Hafrasha with Kavana Shalolases is really tainted. And there's a chisar in there, and maybe you wouldn't be fulfilled the mitzvah. And maybe you'd even say an extreme formulation that it won't be Misaki in the Kri, because it won't be considered a Hafrasha. But Kamash Malon, that's not true. Kamash Malon, even if they're connected, you know, a kavana not to do second stage is not going to ruin it. What if I build a sukkah and I have kavana that I'm never going to sit in it and nobody's going to sit in it? What, it's not a sukkah? Of course it's a sukkah. If I created a sukkah, I created a sukkah. It's a reality, right? If I have kavana to do, I write a mezuzah and I don't want anybody ever to put the mezuzah on the wall. Of course it's a good mezuzah, as long as I had a proper kavana in the act. So do here. Even if I have kavana shalala says, it doesn't mean that the first stage of the mitzvah is problematic, right? Some mitzvahs are realities. Again, me'inyan le'inyan, Rebbe Chanan has a piece in Kovetz Aretz, which has come up in the past also. When you create a reality, then you don't have control to make tenayim on it, to make conditions. Let's say I do shchita, but I have kavana, and I do a perfect shchita, but I have kavana that it should not have a heter shchita. I have kavana, it should still be nevela. I can't do that. I shechted it. I did exactly physically what I'm supposed to do. I cut the simanim. So it doesn't matter what my kavana is, unless I have kavana for avodah zarah. Maybe that could affect it. But if I have kavana that it just the heter shechita shouldn't work, you know, it doesn't matter. Right? There's certain things that are reality. Or the opposite. What if I have kavana that something shouldn't be usher? Let's say I take your milk and your hot chicken soup and I mix them together. Right? Do we say the principle of ein adam oser davar shein shelo? You can't usher your friend, right? Just like if you bow down to your friend's couch, it's not going to be usher because you can't usher something that's not your friend's. So too, you can't usher your friend's chicken soup. Rabbi Chanan says, no, of course not. Because basav chalav is a reality. Right? It's not that you have any control. Once you connected the two, so then mamelu, you don't have any control in determining, you know, making a tznai about it. Right? Or ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. You can usher it because that is a reality. So too by the hafrasha. Once you did the hafrasha, then that's a reality that the truma is no longer here, and therefore, even if you have kavana shalol losses to the kohen, it's still going to be good. Okay, we just mentioned three or four sugyas that are really major topics that all overlap, but we just mentioned that they are all connected. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, v'kama yochal min ha-tevel v'chulu, how much of the tevel has to be eaten? What's the isser of tevel? As you remember, back in the first Mishnah, back on Daf Yud Gimel, how much of the tevel? So the Mishnah quoted the Machlokas. Rabbi Shimon said, kol shehu, any tiny amount of tevel. That was Rabbi Shimon's shita. And the Chachamim say, back kizayis. Kizayis of Tevel. And Rabbi Shimon says back to the Chachamim, why, what, don't you admit to me, ba'ochel nimala kol shehu? If you eat an ant, right, then you, even that's, you're chayef for eating an ant, a full avera, even though that's less than a kizayis. And Rabbi Shimon answered, b'bei shehu, kibir yasa. That is what we call birya. That is a whole item, and that's different. That's different. What does Rabbi Shimon say back? Amrulahem, again, reading the Mishnah back on Daf Yud Gimel, Afchita Achas Kibir Yasa. So to one kernel of wheat, right, is also a whole item. And therefore you should be chayef for it, even though it is less than a kizayis. That was the machlokas in the Mishnah, whether if I eat one wheat piece, kernel, stalk, whatever it's called, so then that is chayef. So Amar Rabbi Bir, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon saying even one. The Chachamim saying you need a kizayis, machlokas, vachita. That's only when it is in its natural state. When it is kibir yasa. When it's achita. Aval bekemach devriya kol kizayis. But when it's already crushed into flour, so then the shear, it's no longer does it has its status. Right? Therefore it's a kizayis. Just like we know for Echaz Brachas it changed. Right? When it was raw, if I eat a raw piece of wheat, then I make a hadama. Right, if I crush it into flour, now I make a shahakol. If I make it into a dough and I make a cookie, I make a mizonos, right, depending on the estate that it is in. But the Rabbibi says that Reish Lakish says the machlokas is only by achita, but if it's crushed, it is a kizayis, which also, as we mentioned yesterday, eating crushed ant versus a whole ant. Right, the concept of birya is only when it's whole. Rav Yirmiya Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, machlokas about what Reish Lakish said. Rabbibi says, one, Rav Yirmiya says, k'machlokas bezu, k'achlach machlokas bezu. No, the machlokas is even if it is crushed into flour, even there, Rav Shimon would say it. Chiddush gadol. Rav Shimon holds, as we'll see why. Tanan, Amar lem Rav Shimon, yatam odin li bochon amala shu kol shu shu chayiv, Amar lo b'mnei shi kibir yasa, Amar len af chita achas kibir yasa. That's the quote of the Mishnah, chita in kamachlo. But shouldn't we take that literally? He says, chita achas. Doesn't that mean one wheat and not flour? Right? Isn't that a raya to the first version of Reish Lakish? Answer, no, l'divrayem ka'amar lahu. It could be, we understand the Mishnah as, Rabbi Shimon is not expressing his own opinion, but he's just saying, l'shitascha. According to your opinion, at least admit to me the following, l'didi afilu kamachnami. According to me, even flour is a kol shehu. Ela l'didchu odu li miyas t'chita achas kibir yasa. At least admit to me that one chita, one is enough kibir yasa. V'rabanan biryas neshama chashuva, chita lo chashuva. And the Rabbanan would say back, no, the birya has to be alive. Biryas neshama is chashuva. A chita, it's a whole item, but it's not a birya, because it has to be alive, right? Right, connecting to the Sefer Kuzari, right, the four levels of being. Domim, Tzomeach, Chai, and Medaber. Domim, the inanimate objects. The Tzomeach are the growers, but they're growers. They're not the next level up, chai, the animal kingdom, chai, and medaber people. So, say the Chachamim back, birya only applies to chai, not to tzomech. Right, and therefore, it doesn't have a neshama, and therefore, lo chashuva. And Tanya Kava, so that is the machlokes, and that's what the Chachamim say back. And the Rishonim, here and in Meseches Chulin, all discuss the requirements for birya, and says the Ritva. The Ritva quotes here. Remember what I wrote back in Meseches Chulin. Kol sheyesh ba shlosha dvarim. Ha'echad davar sheyesh ba'atzmo ruachayim, as we just said in Neshama. Vahasheni shehu aser mitchilas biryaso. Could go in sheretz v'chayotze bo. Something that's aser from its original creation. La'afuke nevelu trefa. Nevel and Trefa were not Usser originally. They became Usser. And number three, Davar Shekulo Guf Mechubar. It's one whole body. And if it would be cut, it wouldn't be called that again. Right? There's an ant. If you have a half of an ant, that's not an ant anymore. Right? It has to be a whole item. It has to be Usser from its original state, and it has to have Davar Sheish Patzma Ruachayim. Those are the three that are mentioned in the Ritva. And the other Rishonim. But the other Rishonim discussed. They are Meseches Chulin. Do we require all three? Machlokas Tanoim, obviously Rabbi Shimon does not. Tani Kavasid, Rabbi Yirmiyah, just finishing up. Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's a brice that supports Rabbi Yirmiyah, who is the second version, that Rabbi Shimon says his shita of Kol Shehu, even if it's crushed up. But as we're about to see, it's not because of birya. Birya requires a whole item. Being crushed up is not a birya. So what's his shita? It's a general shita of Rabbi Shimon about Malkus. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu LaMalkus, Lo Amr Kizayas El Inyan Karbon. Rabbi Shimon's shita in general is that one would be chay of Malkus even for a Kol Shehu, even for less than a Kizayas. In general, Lo Amru Kizayas, the halacha LaMoshe MiSinai of requiring a Kizayas is only LeInyan Karban. For regarding it to Achiv Karban, that's when you need more. But regarding the Isser itself, you wouldn't. That's the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Kach Machlokas Bezu. The Ksav Rabbi Shimon V'chol Isurin. Kol Shehu LaMalkus. Lo Amru Kizayas El Inyan Karban Al Shigas Kares. V'halacha LaMoshe MiSinai Hu. This is a halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. 2 points. So Rashi quotes here, Halacha Moshe MiSinai. The Ritva here has a different formulation in Rabbi Shimon, right? After quoting Rashi Shita of Halacha Moshe MiSinai, which is interesting, by the way, because then this would be an example of a machlokes about a Halacha Moshe MiSinai. We don't passing like this Halacha Moshe MiSinai, right? We say Chatzishir is also in a Torah, but not for the punishment, right? You need a Kizayas to get the punishment. So this is put this on the list of questions on the Rambam, right? The Rambam Shita, that there is never a machlokes about a halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the Rambam Shita in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayis, and the Chavos Yair has a long tshuva, and others wonder, they ask 25 questions on the Rambam, what about A, B, C, D? There seems to be many machlokos about halacha l'moshe misinai. Unless you say, some of the cases can be answered as the Rambam does not think that's halacha l'moshe misinai. Maybe it's just a misora going back. But here, shiurin, we know from elsewhere, is halacha l'moshe misinai. So there's a machlokes about the shiur, that's a difficulty with the Rambam. So that's number one. But number two, the Ritva quotes a different shot, and maybe the Rambam holds like this day, a different svara for why Rabbi Shimon says that you're going to get Malkus even less than a Kizayas, even if you eat a Kol Shehu. Kivan to achal b'mezid achshevei l'chomer iser l'hischayev v'kol shehu. The sugya of achshevei, the sugya of if I do an act that shows that I'm treating this as significant. So then even if objectively it might not have significance, if I treat it as such, that itself might give it significance. That's the sugya of achshevei. And therefore, because I'm eating it, I'm giving it that significance. L'chomer yisrael eschaye b'kol shehu. A karban, shu'al achila shogeg, boy, kizayis l'chashivas. A karban yon l'chaye b'shogeg. Then you can't say it's achshevei, because I didn't even know what I was doing. It was a shogeg. But only if I do it b'mezid kol shehu, then I'm going to be chayav. So this is the sugya of achshevei. Again, there are many examples of achshevei, the Beis Ha'otzar. That's all you need. The Beis Ha'otzar, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Klal Mem Aleph, he quotes achshevei. He says achshevei is a sugya that comes up in many different places, and let me just quote you the places that I think the sugya of achshevei or related to achshevei comes up, and of course he quotes 26 places where achshevei might come up. One of them is ours. One of them is ours, but he, Kedaka Makodesh, he could quote a Gemara, which we know, or we know the concept, but he has a way of thinking that he could categorize it and say, oh, this is similar to Achshavei, similar to Achshavei. We know the Gemara in Kiddusha Davches, where the Gemara talks about, you know, Pidyon HaBen, the sugi of Ledidi Chazili, a Kohen who accepts less than 5 shlam for Pidyon HaBen. And the Gemara says, that's called Ledidi Chazili. To me, it's worth 5 shlam. I'm accepting less. Maybe he's a very poor Kohen, and if you give him 3 slime, it's Ke'ilu, we give him 5 slime. L'didi Chazili. That's similar to Achshavei, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Right? L'didi Chazili. Or, he quotes another example. Pas HaBaba Kisnin. Right? We know certain types of Mizonos foods that if I'm Koveya Su'uda on, so then I'm going to be Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon and I have to wash and bench. Certain foods, certain baked items, right? Bread is pas. That's not pas HaBaba Kisnin. But certain types of crackers and cookies, so then if I eat enough of it and I eat it in a certain way as a meal, so then I have to wash on it. Without getting into any of the details of pas HaBaba Kisnin. But that's the concept. If I'm Koveya Su'uda, why is that? Explains of Yosef Engel. That's an example also of a similar type of achshavei. I'm machshiv this food into making it into a meal. Memela, I have to wash and bench. Right? That's similar to achshavei. And then he quotes our example. He quotes, again, many, many different contexts. Number 22, by the way, is our, actually, no. The 22 is the Gemara we're going to have in 3 days from now. Right? The Gemara in Makas Daf HaChaf we're going to have on Shabbos. How much hair do you have to pull out on Shabbos to be chayav for gozes? 2 hairs. What happens to the Gemara? But the Gemara says, but if you pull out one white hair amongst many, because it's, you don't like that white hair, so the Gemara says that you're chayav on Shabbos even for pulling out one white hair. Why? Because that itself is a significant act. Usually 2 requires objectivity to be significant. But pulling out one white hair, I don't like this white hair. So the Gemara says a man is not allowed to do that even during the week, right? Because of Beged Isha. But again, that's an example. Rashi there says, on Chafim Abeis, that he quotes, we're going to have it in a few days, to keep it all the makpid al seir love on echad, shebein sarosav, shchoros, kedesha lo yera ezakan, so okay, I don't want people to think I'm so old, amrinan, the kashuv malakid oso, mibin eschoros, melacha chashuvahi. That itself is a melacha chashuvah. And that's also on Shabbos. So again, that's an example of Achshavei among 24 other examples that he gives. But again, he quotes examples where it doesn't even say Achshavei in the Gemara and the Rishonim, but it's the same type of concept that my actions speak for themselves and make it into a significant act. So here too, this is Achshavei. The Ritva says this is Achshavei for the act of Makas. Good. One other point, and that is, so what about eating tiny little bugs? That's a very big sugya lamaisa today in terms of various vegetables that are known to be infested, or how do you check? Without getting into any details, but we have to, you know, follow the different, halakhic poskim that, each of us follow, various types of levels of chiyuv. Yoruch HaShulchan, as is much quoted in the sugya, notes that if you can only see it through a microscope, that's not called a bug. Right? There are bugs flying around the air right now that we're all swallowing while we're just breathing. Right? There's certain type of bacteria that are floating around. But you know, we don't have to worry about that because we're human beings. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Tola'im in Yeridea Simen Pei Daled. He says, some people told me that if you use a microscope, you'll be able to see in the vinegar little tiny worms that are floating, but you can't see it. He says, Shamati shebechol minei mayim ubiichad meg shamim malei bruim dakim. It's full of bacteria. She'ein ayin yecholo lebrosam ubi aldusi shamati mipi echad shei b'merchakim v'ra derech schuchis hamagdeles. Right, sees through a magnifying glass. Ad ma'od, right, kirevavos pa'amim b'mayim kol minei bruim lefizeh. We wouldn't drink it or eat anything in our lives if we really think about this. He says, the Torah only asks what you could see. So again, in the certain types of vegetables or whatever, the ones that have that are somewhat infested, so it's because if we would look, we would see them. If there was something that we wouldn't look, we wouldn't see, even if we would look for them, we wouldn't see them. That might not have the status of a tolat. Demokein ari kama meachokrim kasvu shegam kol haavir malei bruim dakim minat dakim kshadam poseach piv bolei kama mehem elavadai hevel yifse pm v'afim kain dana avim kain hu kibesh inayin sholei pohem lav klumhu amnam kama sha'ayin yachol eros afilu negad hashemesh, afilu dak ben adak, havi sheretz gomor. If you could see it, even if you have to look for it, but if you know it's there, and you know if you search for it, so then it has the status of a sheretz if you could see it with the naked eye. But again, that's a big topic, again, without getting into any lomaisa elements, just to mention the issue. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ha'ocha bikurim ashakar aleim sheim. Next discussions of the chiyuve malchus. If somebody eats bikurim, ad shalokar aleim sheim. What do I have to do with bikurim? I bring bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. I noted the first ones that grew, right? One of the Shiva Saminim, I bring it to Yerushalayim, and I give it to the Kohen. I go in front of the Mizbeach, and I recite Arami Ovid Avi, what we know from the Haggadah, and then I give it to the Kohen. Says the Mishnah, if I eat the Bikurim before I say that Kriya, before Arami Ovid Avi, I'm Chayav Malkus. Kachay kachim, chutz l'kloim. If I eat karbanos outside, kachay kachim, which you have to eat in the Azara, if I eat it outside, the klayim outside the curtains of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, the klayim, the curtains is the Mishkan, so I'm also chayav malchus. Kachem kalim umayser sheini chutz lakoma, because those could be in all of Yerushalayim. So outside. We'll get to what the source is of all of these Yisurim. Hashover asa etzem bepesach atar. If I break the bone, right now that I break the bone of the Karban Pesach, if I break the bone of a tahar Karban Pesach, harizah lo karbon, I'm chayav malchus. Aval hamosir batar. If I violate the Isra of Nosar by a Tahar Karban, right, by Karban Pesach, so that's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Vashover batame, or I break the bones of a Tame Karban Pesach, a Nolo Karban, then there's no Malchus. Good. Next line we already had a couple of days ago. Hanotel Eim Al Habanim, by Shiloh Hakan, if I take the mother instead of shooing her away, there's a Machlokas Tanom, whether that is a Lav Hanita Glase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loke Veinu Meshaleach, Rabbi Yehuda says, you get Malchus, done. Right, when the Torah says, Shaleach, that's Me'ikara, send away the mother. You didn't? Okay, you blew it. But there's nothing else to do. So you're just going to get Malchus. V'chachamim omrim, no, Mishaleach v'ein aloka. We paskin, it is a lav anitik laseh. If you did it, then now shoo away the mother. And if you do, then you wouldn't get Malchus. Ze'aklal kol mitzvahs lo saseh sheish bakum aseh. According to the Chachamim, this is an example of a law hanita klase, and therefore you wouldn't get Malchus. Period. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Going back to the first line of the Mishnah about Bikurim, that our Mishnah holds that without Arami Ovid Avi, Chayav Malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Zu Diver Rabbi Akiva Stimta. This is the halacha, this is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Many times Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote the anonymous Mishnah, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that says, Bikurim is ma'akev. Avachachabim omrim, Bikurim hanacha ma'akev esbahen, kriya ein ma'akev esbahen. No, if you eat it before you put it down in front of the Mizbeach, before you bring it and put it down, so then that's Chayav Malchus. But if you put it down, but you just didn't do the kriya, then that's not chayav malchus. Kriya is not ma'akev. Kriya is a din l'chadchila, but it doesn't make it that if you don't do it, you're going to be chayav malchus, right? This is an example of l'chadchila by a mitzvah d'araisa, right? You might have thought, it's a chiddush to think about it, you might have thought the Torah says to do something, you have to do it, period. But from here, and there are other examples as well, we know that sometimes the Torah says to do something in the best way possible, but even if you didn't do it in the best way possible, you left out some of the details, it's still okay. You still yotzei the mitzvah, right? When it comes to mitzvahs, by chalitza, there are many parts of chalitza, the kriya of the psukim and the spitting and the removing of the shoe. Some parts of that are ma'akev, and some part of that are not ma'akev. Some of that, if you don't take off the shoe, the chalitza was not done. But some part of the discussion in the Tanoim, whether the Kriyas HaPsukim is Ma'akev. Right? So there are examples of L'chadchila and B'di'eved when it comes to mitzvos. So, this is an example of that. That according to the Chachamim, Kriya is not Ma'akev for the Malkus. V'leima zu divrei Rabbi Shimon Stimta. Why don't we say this is like Rabbi Shimon? Right? Because that is the what we'll see, Rabbi Shimon in a brisa coming up. Why don't we say it's like Rabbi Shimon? How come Ashmalon? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, Sfirle. Right? The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon in this regard. My Rabbi Shimon. Which Rabbi Shimon? The following brisa. Titanya. The following, pasuk that we're about to talk about in Parshas Re'eh. I don't think there's another pasuk like this in the entire Torah. Parshas Re'eh in Perek Yud Beis, right? We have the pasuk that we're going to talk about for the rest of today's daf. The pasuk says in Sheini, Hamakom Hashiyifchar Hashem Lokechem Bolish Hakein Shmo Sham Shama Taviu, bring all of your items to eat, and then it says, Lo sucha lecha b'sharecha. You cannot, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Pasuk says, Lo sucha lecha b'sharecha. You cannot eat in your own gates. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it somewhere. You can't eat Maser Degancha, Tiroshcha, Yitzarecha, V'chores Bekarcha, Vitzonecha, V'chonadarecha Shatidar, V'nidvosecha, Usrumas Yodecha. Eight things. There are eight mitzvos in this Pasuk. Eight separate mitzvos. I don't think there's another pasuk. Maybe there is, but I don't think so. Right? Eight separate mitzvos counted by the Monei Mitzvos on this pasuk, based on this daf that we're about to have. Every phrase in this pasuk is alluding to another isser, eating something out of its proper place or before its proper time. Right? That's lo sucha lecha b'sharecha. And here's the beginning of it. Says Rabbi Shimon, Tatanya, utsrumas yadecha. What is that referring to? Elu bikurim. That's referring to Bikurim. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Ma bazel alam deinu. What is this pasuk teaching me? That the word truma here means Bikurim. Im lo ochlan chutz lachoma. If we say that this is an isser, the source of this is eating Bikurim outside the walls of Yerushalayim, kavachomim meiser akal. We don't need a pasuk for that, because you would already know that's usser from meiser sheni. From what's the kavachomer? Umay meiser akal. Ochlan chutz lachoma loke. Meiser sheni, which is more kal. We'll get to why it's more kal. If you eat that outside the walls, you get malchus. Bikurim lakoshikain. So surely if you eat bikurim outside the walls. So that can't be what this pasuk is teaching me. Halobo akasav elolochal mi bikurim. Achalokara alayen shuhuloke. So it must be teaching me even if it's in the walls. But if you just didn't do the mikra bikurim yet, arami ovid avi, so that's why you are going to get malchus. That's that word. Trumas yodecha. Next word, vinid, and that's already the source in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon is like our Mishnah. Vinid vosecha, zu toda v'shlamim. That's referring to eating toda and shlamim, kachay kalim, in an inappropriate way. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ma bez bozel alam deino. What is that teaching me? Im lo ochlan chutz lachoma. If this is talking about eating kachay kalim outside the walls, kavachomer mi meiser. Same thing. Kavachomer from meiser sheni. My shasheni is kal. You can't eat that outside the walls, so surely karbanos. Halobo akasa, ela lo ocha batoda vishlamim, lifnei zrika, shuhuloke. It's the isra of eating kachet kalim before zrikas adam. Zrikas adam is matir to eating. Ubechoros, zeha bechor. Bechoros means the karban bechor, bechor behemet tahora. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, ma bazel amdenu. What is this word teaching me? Im la ochlan chutz lachoma, kavachomim meiser. Again, if the iser of eating bechor, which is kache kalim, eating it outside the walls, you know that from mice, from the iser, kavachomer, from eating meiser sheni outside the walls. Im lifnei zrika, and if the iser is teaching me the iser of eating it before zrika sadam, kavachomim mitoda v'shlamim. You already know that from toda and shlamim. Who we just said, you can't eat out before Zrika. Halabu akatsav elola ochel min abachar afilacha Zrika. Shuloka. The isser is that a czar, a non-Kohen, cannot eat the bachar even after Zrika. Right? Bachar and meiser often go together. The carbon meiser behema, that's not usher to a czar. Bachar is usher to a czar. So that's the makar from this pasuk. Next, bakarcha vitzonecha. Zuchatas va'asham. Right, chatas and asham. So what's that? What's the isser? Am Rabbi Shimon, mazet bazel amdenu. Im lo ochan chutz lachoma. If it's eating these kachay kachim now, chatas and asham outside the walls, kavachomim mi meiser. We already know that from meiser. Im lefnei zrika kavachomim mi toda v'shlamim. Im lachar zrika kavachomim mi bechor. We already know all these halachas from less stringent sources. Halobo akasav ella. What must it be teaching me? Lo ochal mi chatas v'asham. Afilu lachar zrika. Chutz leklaim shehuloke. The isra of eating it outside the azara, right? Because that's now kachay kachim. Nidarecha, next word in the pasuk, zuola. That's referring to some isra regarding eating a carbon ola. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, ma bazel alamdeinu. Im lo ochlan chutz lachoma, kavachomer mi meiser. Im lefnei zrika, kavachomer mi toda v'shlamim. We already know this. Im lachar zrika, kavachomer mi bechor. Im chutz leklaim, kavachomer mi chadas v'asham. So we already know all of these isurim based on a kavachomer. So what's the isser by ola? You know you have a mitzvah to burn ola, but what's the isser? Halo bo akasiv, ela, la ochel mina ola, la achazrika, afilu bifnim, shehu loke. Because we know ola is kulo kalil. Ola has to be totally burned. So if I eat any of the ola, even in the azara, I am going to get malchus. So this is all And even though it's Rashi points out the ashara is an asay, kalil hu, velo la'achila, that is the makar. Period. This is the big brisa of Rabbi Shimon, where he interprets every phrase, every word in that pasuk to teaching me another isser. And why do we bring this? Because one of the isurim is eating bikurim before kriyas haparsha, and that's what our Mishnah holds, and our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Good. Amar Rava. Rava heard this brisa and says, wow. Dilida ime, Kerib Shimon Talid. Anybody whose mother is having a baby should give their mother a bracha. You should have a baby like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's amazing. Vilo lo Talid. These next four lines are a little bit difficult. And if she's not having a baby like Rabbi Shimon, she might as well not have a baby. What does that mean? What does that mean? We'll get to it in a second. Vialagav dislu pircha. And then Rava adds, even though I have problems with this brisa, but it's really still an amazing, right? He takes every word in that pasuk and learns something from it. And even though I have problems with it, because I don't think all his kalvachomers fit and are perfect, but, you know, I think it's a great bracha. Ask the Ritva, if you don't have a baby like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, so then it's not worth it to have a baby? Right? So the Ritva takes out the second half of that line. Right? Maybe the first half is great. You should have a baby like Rabbi Shimon. But it doesn't mean that if he's not like Rabbi Shimon, you know, it's not worth it to have the baby. I can't accept that. Says the Ritva. He takes out the second half. The Kasha Rabbeinu Meir, my ime, lakach pirish ha-mispala al imo she-telid bein, yispala she-ik Rabbi Shimon, v'lo garsinan v'ilo lo-telid, ki harbe yesh lamata me Rabbi Shimon she-tov la'em laholid. There's a lot of great levels of tzaddikim under Rabbi Shimon. So that is the, he just takes out that second half. Okay, there's a discussion in the Achronim about this, which we don't have time to get into now. But just one line, the Sharam Tzion Balacha here mentions that often in Shas, the Gemara compliments Rabbi Shimon. Taf Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. Right, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Yanuchulo Rabbi Shimon Brachos Al Rosho, or Bamitzia, Apirio Namte Rabbi Shimon. Right, or the Rabbi Shimon is Tochein Harbe Umotzi Motzi Kima. Right, we find many places, and then he quotes some Zohars also. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he's a unique Tana, and there's a lot about praising him in the Gemara. Okay, so what are his problems? Rava said, oh, what an amazing brisa. But he said, even though I have some problems with the brisa, what are his problems with the brisa? So as follows. Because each line of the brisa said, well, it's a kal v'chomer. Because this is more kal. Who says it's more kal? Some of the context. So here we go. My chumra de bikurimi meiser. Why does Rabbi Shimon say in the brisa that bikurim are more chumra than meiser? Shekein asurim lezarim. Because it's usur to, right, a bikurim is usur to a zar, right, as the status of truma. Chuma, Meiser Rishayin, he can be eaten by Yisrael. Adarava, Meiser Chamor, Shekein Asur La'onein. I can have the opposite Svara. Meiser Sheni is more Chamor, because Meiser Sheni is not allowed to be eaten by an Onein, and Bikurim are not Asur to an Onein. Right? And therefore, I don't think that says perfect Kavachomer. Aninus, we know there are two aspects of Aninus. Shlomo Zalman writes about this in the Mincha Shlomo. There's Aninus that we know, Aninus Bezvan Aseh, Aninus relating to mitzvos. If somebody's an Onein before burial, so they're not allowed to do mitzvos. But then there's a separate din, a din d'oraisa, of Aninus Asur L'Karban. Right? Aninus of mitzvos could be d'Rabbanan. But Aninus of the Karban, that is a din d'oraisa. Shlomo Zalman has a big tshuva about all related issues of Aninus, in the Chelek Aleph of the Mincha Shlomo, Simin Tzadi Aleph, Os Chavhei. So he gets into all different halachas of Aninus. Is there Aninus, let's say somebody's in Chutz La'aretz and they're taking the Niftar to Eretz Yisrael. So they're not involved anymore, but they're still on the phone. Is the phone still considered Osek? Right, we usually say once the Niftar Mace leaves, they start Avelos. What if they're still on the phone and being involved in things? So maybe Aninus didn't start yet. And he quotes many other issues. What about an Onin is not allowed to make a bracha? If he does, do you answer Amen? What about an Onin Lagabi Sphira Sa'omer? It's interesting. The Noda Bihuda has a tshuva. Right? If an Onin can't do mitzvahs, he's going to miss the whole night. Unless he's going to be a 24-hour period. He's not going to do mitzvahs. He's going to miss Sphira Sa'omer for the rest of the time. So the Noda Bihuda says, count without a bracha. Count without a bracha so you can keep up the count. That's what he says. So you're doing the mitzvah, but it's not really. You're not making the bracha. Esther Shlomo Zalman, what if it's night 49? So there's no more brachas. Are you allowed to do the mitzvah then? Because after all, oh, you want to keep the count. You're on the last night. So Shlomo Zalman says you can, because you don't want to mess up the brachas for previously. Because some Rishonim say that all 49 is one big mitzvah. Right, and that's where, in this tshuva is where he says his quoted psak of Kriya Shema Lamita, Hamapil. Shlomo Zalman says, an Onein says Hamapil. Because after all, when you're going to sleep, You're basically saying, I'm done for today with all of my connections and involvement in the mace. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, Nira, it appears to me, if the kfur is going to be tomorrow and he's going to sleep, Chayev b'kriyashma v'gam b'berchas hamapil, k'shu shochev al mitaso, t'pikei gavna, you don't have the patur anymore from mitzvos. But either way, that is all relating to the patur mitzvos, the din d'oraisa of Aser Bekachim, that is what our Gemara is referring to. Period. So I don't like that svara of Rabbi Shimon. Umay chumra de toda v'shlamim y'maiser. And why is Toda and Shlomim more chamer than Maaser Sheni? Shkentunim matandamim ve'imur magabim izbeach. Because kachet kalim requires rikas hadam and the burning of the fats. Adarabah Maaser chamer shkentunim kesef tzura. Maaser Sheni is more chamer in one sense because to redeem Maaser Sheni you have to use a fancy type of money, coin, right? Minted kesef. But let's say a korban gets a mum, and you redeem it, you can redeem it with anything. Any type of Sheva Kesef. So Maaser Sheni is more Chomer in a sense. Umay Chomer to Bechar mitod v'shlamim. And what's the Chomer of Bechar more than the others? Shekin Kedushasa mirechem. Because the Bechar is Kadosh from its the beginning of its existence. Kedushasa mirechem. Adarabah. Right, we've quoted, and that's why you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Bechar Behema Tahora, the Taz says, because you don't really do anything. It's Kadosh Mirechem, Adarabah, Toda Vishlamim Chamurim, Shekem Tu'unim Smicha, Vinnisachim, Betunuvas Chazi Vishok, but Toda Vishlamim Mormor Chamur, because you have all of these avodos. You have to do smicha on the animal, and there's wine that you pour, and you do tznufa, you wave it. Umay Chumr, the Chazis Fasha Mi Bechar. And why are these Kachay Kachim more Chamur? Shekem Kachay Kachim, Adarabah, Bechar Chamur, Shekem Kushaso, Mirechem. That's also something that even kachim don't have. Or my chomer da ola mechadas va'asham shekain kalil. Why is an ola more chomer? Because it's totally burned. Adarabah chadas va'asham gemiri shekain mechapri. Right? They are karbanos that are known as the kapara karbanos. Chadas and asham are ba'al chait. Even though the Gemara says that an ola is a little bit mechaper on lavanita glaces and a bit to lase. The Gemara says that but the Gemara inherently Zvachim Dav Zayin calls Ola Doron. It is a present, right? It's not obligatory like Chavdas and Asham, which are Bo Al Chait. V'kulu Chamir may Ola, and you can say the whole other way. And the other Karbanos are more Chamer than Ola. This Bushde Achilos. They have two Achilos, meaning Achilas Adam and Achilas Behit Mizbeach, right? Which the Ola only has Mizbeach. So, you have all these problems with the Braisa. All these problems with the Braisa, Rava says, I don't agree with any of the steps of Rabbi Shimon. So then the Gemara asked the obvious question. Ve'ela, my deal de imi krib Shimon. What was the whole big bracha that he gave? Right, after hearing this Braisa, he says, wow, anybody's having a baby should have a bracha that he's like Rabbi Shimon. But he just knocked out every line of the whole Braisa. He thinks Rabbi Shimon's wrong. Right, so what's the whole praise? De'lamai desvira le ledide, misaris le lekrava darish le. You're right. I think there's logic to say the other way. But according to his own logic, it's pretty amazing how he darshaned every word in this pasuk to mean something else. And to darshan it in a way that each one is building on the previous. So it's an amazing way of darshaning, even though I personally, says Rava, do not agree to the svaris. Okay, there's a lot more here about Ola, first of all, because Ola, we discussed in the past, Ola is not Ba'al Chait, but it has some kind of Ba'al Chait elements to it, but it is different. Number one. Number two, the other issues of Onain, there's a lot more in Onain, there's a lot more about Kedosh Asami Rechem, Bechar Behemet Tahora. Remember, the Gemara says, even though Bechar Behemet Tahora is Kadosh Me Rechem, there's an idea called Mitzvah Lahakdisho. The Gemara says elsewhere, Nedarim, that even though it's automatically Kadosh, there's a mitzvah for me to say, it's Kadosh, for me to be Makdashit. And Rav Soloveitchik used that as a mashal for Kiddush. Even though it's Shabbos, even if I don't do anything. I don't do anything. Shabbos is automatic. Skiva Kaima. But there's a mitzvah for me to make Kiddush. There's a mitzvah for me to add my own personal sanctification of the day. Even though it's fully Shabbos without me, right? Hashem makes it Shabbos, but just like Bechar Behem at Tahora, Mitzvah Lahakdisho. There's an added element by my making Kiddush, and that is what I do on Friday night when we make Kiddush of Zachar Hashem Shabbos Bakatsha. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll stop by Vechi. We'll continue by Hashem in Elohein Elokin tomorrow when we get into other, again, a lot of Shas Sugyas here as we continue our march, only a couple more days left, to Maseches Makos.